August 18th, I almost said July meeting because it wasn't here. The August 18th meeting of the Planning and Zoning Committee will begin with roll call. I'm assuming that's been done. Everybody signed it. Okay. And we'll review and approve the minutes. Lee, I'll read them then, I guess, huh? The minutes of last meeting. I'll read them. We usually read. Yeah, we've got the minutes. Doug's going to read them. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to read them?
Traditionally.
So, Planning and Zoning Committee meeting July 21st, 2026, held in the Wales Town Hall. Meeting commenced at 7:01 p.m. Roll call. As the committee chair, Ron Lamb was unable to attend. He has asked Lee Fox to chair the meeting. Committee members present, Reed Hall, Dee Bowers, Austin Shepherd, and Lee Fox. Citizens, Jolene and Fuzzy Berry. Minutes. Committee secretary read the minutes for the Planning and Zoning Committee meeting held on the 16th of June, 2026. Dee Bowers made a motion to approve the minutes as read. This motion was seconded by Austin Shepherd and then passed with a unanimous vote in favor by those present. On petitions of communications, Natalie Howard, a building permit review for approval of an 8-foot sound barrier fence in front, setback of 85 West 200 North. Don Perry, represented Natalie Hall, who was due to health reasons, could not attend. Presented documents for a 7-foot fence as a sound barrier, 2-inch by 8-inch wide on concrete to stop noise vibrations from coming into her house. There's also to be an 8-foot fence to the east property line. After discussion, the committee denied the permit so that a variance could be appealed to town council. Committee member Shepherd moved to deny the permit. Committee member Bowers seconded the motion in favor. Bongard, committee members, and other committee members, Paul Bowers and Shepherd. Opposed, none. Letter was drafted for finding of facts and planning and zoning letter recommendation. The committee recommends that the town council waive the height and location requirements set forth in section 12-7-1.6 by way of a variance as outlined in section 12.5.4A, B, and C of the Wales Town Planning and Zoning Ordinance, with an additional requirement that the fence be removed when the applicant no longer resides at the residence. Committee member Shepherd moved to draft the letter finding of facts and recommendation. Committee member Garb seconded the motion in favor. Ron Garb and committee members Paul Bowers and Shepherd. Business Secretary Fox gave instruction regarding the procedures for denial of permits that will be contrary to the master plan and how a variance can be approved by the town council. Secretary Fox adjourned the meeting. The meeting was adjourned at 8:01 p.m.
Had a chance to look at them, to hear the minutes. Are there any changes, amendments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them as read. Austin Shepherd makes the motion to accept the minutes as read. Second. Reed Hall seconds it. All those in favor? That'd be you. I wasn't here, so I'm going to abstain. Okay, accept those. On we go. Okay, we've got four items on the agenda tonight. We'll begin with Mr. Tim Eastman's building permit application for review, approval of a covered deck at 99 West 200 South. Stuff.
Try and give you the information in the right order. Here's the checklist.
Let's do the checklist on it.
And okay, so that's just junk. accessory building permit and a setbacks verification, because I think it said you had to have one.
Even though it's just connected to the house?
Well, it has a ledger board down at the bottom, but the top is not connected.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Letter of intent.
Okay.
And then four copies of the plat, just to show
where it is,
ownership and stuff on there.
Look at those guys.
Yeah. I don't want to go too fast for you, so.
Well, you're okay. I get a chance to look at this. This is a formality on this one, so.
Okay. So it says two copies of, oh, and then four copies of basically the site map with all the dimensions.
Okay.
You can see that. And if you guys want.
Thank you.
That shows you the dimensions of the.
It's right
the
here.
Deck and how far it is from the property line. And I figured that was probably the easiest way to see what's going on.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it would be.
So on our original for our house plans, I just want to show you, it does show.
That it was there.
Future deck. It already shows the future yeah. deck, so.
So.
On the original plans, it was approved.
So technically, we've approved it already.
But we're gonna, well, we're going to go through the motions.
So it's been technically approved already if it was on the building permit, so.
So I have two copies of this, and this is a complete copies.
This is even bigger than the one that you gave us for the plans. We don't need all that.
Yeah. So that's everything.
I apologize for that. That's completely unnecessary.
Well, the reason I brought these in because it shows the footings and it shows the construction.
And that's all you would need.
And and all that, everything. I mean, it shows the bolts, how they put yeah. the bolts, how they, I mean, everything.
And it goes with, like you were talking before the meeting, spot footers probably on it. So it goes in the ground, so it's not going to go. So that's, yeah, that's. You don't need to have anything measured.
No, I mean, because it's
no,
the house was approved.
And, that's why I say you don't need anything measured. You don't need any signatures.
No.
No, he doesn't need the signatures. I've got
no
it all.
There's not going to be any electric in it. It's just going to be sitting there.
Everything's in incredible order. You had a chance to look at it? Do you have any questions for him? For Mr. Eastman?
I have a. If you want to see just what the deck looks like, I have some partial. They don't have all the footings and stuff in, but they do show what the deck is going to look like. I have four copies of that.
Yeah, just get it right there. They'll just need to have one. It's ridiculous.
Fancy.
Do you have any questions for Tim? Everything's the checklist all here in quadruplicate.
Yeah. No, no questions for me.
Looks good.
Any questions?
No.
Any motion to approve?
I'll make the motion.
Reed, second?
I'll second it.
Austin, seconds motion.
Okay.
I think it approves. All those in favor? Do you have any questions? No. Aye.
Yeah, you get to go. Okay, so the only question remaining then is, because it was tentatively approved initially and we paid for it, do I pay again?
No.
Okay. I want to make sure everybody's good on
no,
that.
We'll waive that.
So this, I'll take the.
I'll take that.
These are the copies without the footings and stuff. And you don't need those.
Nope.
I'll give you four copies, so you have.
We just need one to have on.
You just need one? Okay.
Yeah, just have one to have on record.
I'll take one back.
And that's.
And then these are still your. These are part of the four copies.
Just give me one of those. And then they can file it, and what they'll do is digitize it, Tim.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll just put it on file.
Okay.
report, just, so we gotta make sure the county hits you, dings you on the property tax.
Yeah.
So anything else you need?
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
So that's approved.
Trying to make it easy.
Appreciate it, appreciate the effort on that, thank you. Oh, I gathered up the agenda.
Uh-oh, is it stuck in there somewhere?
Nope, I've got it.
You got it?
Put it out there, I won't grab it. Okay, all right. Thanks. So, and I read the steel building permit, and it's not a steel building, it's a steel.
Steel family.
Steel family building permit application for review and approval. This is at 30 North State, so it's right over here by Lee Lambs. In between Lee and Reed. Over there, so let me get this out.
Owner agent paper.
Okay, you got your checklist in?
I do.
Steel?
Yeah, I'll pull it up. Only thing I have not been able to catch up is for the setback verifications yet.
That's your guy?
Yep.
You need to get some confirmation on whether or not that's actually 30 North State or not. And I don't know for sure that that's the actual address for that location.
What's yours?
96.
What's Lee's?
I don't know what Lee's is.
I wanna say the corner house is, I thought the corner house was 30.
The county will issue that.
Or not, or 20, I think the corner's 20.
Yeah, probably is.
It has to be, is that center?
County will correct us on the address?
Yeah, we'll get it corrected. We'll get it corrected, we know where it is, 'cause you've got the plat map.
Plat maps, and the plat map.
So, right here. Now, I'll just take one and pass them all down, so we know where it is.
Yeah.
We'll be able to figure out what it is.
Yeah, we're aware of it.
They'll kinda figure out where it is, but since there aren't any that can go in between.
No.
So, you know, pick a number that's even between 20 and 90. Something along in that line, so. So it's right here. Your checklist. Where did that go?
This is in.
Is it on it? There's usually this little checklist we look at too.
Oh, that's.
You've got your signatures?
Yes, sir.
All right, single family residence.
I know a checklist paper, I don't think I marked them all.
That's it, right there.
Yeah, I haven't marked them all, but.
Well, we'll just do it as we go.
Okay.
So we've got that now. You need the setback verification, we've got the plat plan for everybody, he's got it, four copies. Okay, the plot plan, and the building plans. They're right here, sets, you wanna look at those? The building plans? Just to make sure it conforms to. We just wanna look at one, and then that, there aren't enough of us, so we have to run around, I don't think four copies is necessary. So that'll be nice. Kitchen bath, nice home. The bonus room, 400 square feet total, so we're 1900 square feet. Dr. Plant's got basement too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The front page. There's what it looks like on the inside. Cold storage, I need one of those. Bedroom. Dimensions. And on that, I'm running off memory on this. I know when the original owner of the piece of ground wanted to subdivide it, then. When Lee Lamb wanted to subdivide it once upon a time,
Brothersons ended up subdividing.
Right, so they sub, because that was my question, was Lee wanted to subdivide it.
North to south.
Right.
And now they're going east to west.
And he didn't have enough frontage. So the east to west, and that's been done, Brothersons did that. Okay, then we're cool there.
Where's the plat thing from?
It's right here.
See how much frontage they got.
102 on that.
It's 102 in the front. So.
It's already done with the county anyway, right?
102, no, it's 107.
It ended up as 102.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, they changed it two or three times and we made them correct it because they made it a non-conforming lot. There wasn't enough acreage there.
Okay.
So it has to be.
In fact, she changed it three times.
Yeah, that's what I heard, it was 112on the original.
So on the acreage, it's okay?
You know our latest maps?
No.
Do we have those here, the copies you went and got at the recorder's office?
Oh, yeah.
Let's pull those and see what it's registered at.
Man, just for.
She changed it three times.
I remember that.
And each, you know, she went down and did it before we approved it. And she, each time she didn't, she made it so she didn't have a conforming lot acreage wise. Have to have at least a half acre.
And that's what it comes to, is a half an acre.
Right now it's .50.
So it's right at a half, so it's the minimum there.
Just verify that, make sure it's right.
The 107 foot.
And then what address did you have on it?
We didn't put one on it yet.
30 to 40.
Somewhere between 30 and 90, huh?
Well, it's gotta be an even number.
Right.
It's on that side of the street. And the next one north is you, right?
Yeah.
What's your address?
He's 96.
Okay, so I think there's a, you could, the committee should assign a number and I think 50 would do the bill.
Yeah, 50, 52, something like that.
And then you had 30, that's probably Lee's old house.
Yeah, that's what they said, so between that, so.
But 50 would, they're right in the middle, pretty much in the middle of lot. 40 or 50 would do it, 50's probably.
So we'll write that, make sure that we put that down. And then if the county wants to change it, they can, I guess. They won't. You just have to make sure it's an even number between those numbers. Nobody's gonna build anything. So it'll be fine. Then anything else on there you wanna look at? Well, yeah, they usually take what we give them. Then they, what was yours? You had to be an even number. The way you're facing, they did it mine too, mine was 51, became 50. Is there anything else you can see? I think that looks pretty nice. Trustees on that? We'll learn something from Tim, is there any, you know, in the future, gonna be like that? Something like that? So we're there, 11 tenth is right here.
How many square feet is it?
It's weird. We're just gonna make that 50, okay? So here's the letter. So we're on that too. Then, the building permit application, pay that.
That's basic, sir.
Big house.
Water connection fee.
James Builder?
Not paid.
That's an estimate, you'll get the end of it. That doesn't have to be the end of it. You'll just have to talk to those two. And there's no impact fee because that's not a.
Well, that's gotta be.
Fire department review, that's a signature you've got. Irrigation company, that's a signature you've got. Water department, that would be Wendell. Got him too, on the roads, whatever it is on that, probably not. Okay. Everything's on the checklist. Do you have any questions?
Does it have a basement?
Yes.
You know, he doesn't have those plats, he can't find those.
I'll verify.
Plats.
We'll put 50 on it.
I've got another set at home, I'll bring them over and verify.
We wrote on the letter, we just penciled in 50.
Make sure what the frontage would be.
Oh, yeah, that's the important thing on it. And that was my question, because I can remember Lee wanted to divide it the other way. And then.
Yeah.
I could remember Liz coming and being on the agenda like 14 times and not showing up.
Well, she kept going down, refiling it, different, making it different sizes and to make sure we're using the right.
Do you have any other, anybody else have questions? Anything on that, Spud? No? Okay, entertain a motion to approve. Did you say something?
Mark it out, kind of do the major setback.
Yeah, we'll get that checked when you do that, so. Make sure he has your contact information and he can call you. He lives right over a couple blocks away. And then that would do that. Okay, entertain a motion if nobody else has any questions, Steve.
Is that the correct information for D on the checklist? Contact information? Make sure you got an updated one.
Where'd your checklist go?
Oh, I thought you put it on the plans.
No.
Yeah.
DeLoss, give me your pen. And your, give me your cell phone number. You never call yourself, huh?
I don't know what my damn phone number is.
It's because you never call yourself. That's what I do too. And I don't have my phone with, but you're on it.
I turned it off.
And they don't have this either.
Now I can't get it. Come on.
Fuzzy, you got it?
760-616-1262.
That's 82. 1262.
82,
that's what I thought. I remember that one.
Blue Tiger Raisin. That's the three I got on my dementia test.
Modern technology.
So there's his number anyway. Up to date. And he doesn't have a computer anymore. So you can get in touch with him. You can set it up with him.
Yeah, I'll
tell
you.
Okay. There's no other questions?
Do we need to approve the condition that the setbacks are correct, or are we good with the setbacks?
On the condition that the setbacks are.
Yeah.
Okay, you make a motion that?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
The motion is that we approve it pending the setback signature. Seconded by Reed. All those in favor? Aye. Way to go. Good, thank you. Steel building is not a steel building.
Yeah.
When I first heard it, I didn't read it. I was like, "Oh, that'd be good. That'd be interesting."
No.
So okay on that. All right. Holly, building permit application for review and approval of the porch.
Has all of it worked?
Suppose you got it all. This all needs to be so we can record all that and save it. This all needs to be, I guess we digitize it all and file it. We all digitize it and file it, right? Okay. All right. Tell us about it, Fuzz.
That porch roof with the dip in the middle. It's going to go 15 feet out. It's going to have a 2-12 roof pitch. The last measured setbacks.
We don't need the signatures.
No, because it's an existing.
Right, yeah. So we don't need anything.
You're just doing it on the west side.
On the west side of the house?
On the west side.
Yeah, west and north side.
The north too?
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't measure.
Where did the
I didn't measure the north.
See,
all of those puppies.
Yeah, he says six puppies are going to come
in. He says there was 18 dogs back there.
Six. They're like 30 pounds a piece, but they will come out.
And they was following me around, I guarantee.
They might bite your pen away.
It's because you smell like jerk.
They're definitely
intimidating.
Very, very simple. No power, no gas, no
weapons. Cement's there already.
You know what?
So it doesn't need footers or anything on it.
I'm getting drill holes anyway.
Okay.
3 foot holes.
My pencil.
Sorry, I get more pens that way. I get more pins that way, and then I just lose them. So. Do you have any questions on this?
Nope.
Pretty clear cut. It's not an issue with setbacks or easements. No power. Power's already there. The house. So the county doesn't care. Do you have any questions for him?
No.
Well, so the setback, just so I understand it, that means from my property.
Property lines.
Because eventually, like in a year or two, I do want to do a garage. Is it 10 feet or 15 feet?
So.
For the setback.
That's another one.
Property
well, she wants to make sure there's room. She wants to make sure there's room. So if you get a garage on that side, on the sides, it's five, isn't it?
Yeah, we left it out. So
on the side setbacks. Side properties.
15.
It's 15. All of it.
Yeah.
Five on the back.
He's 22 foot from the
No,
van.
She's talking about in the future.
Oh.
When she wants to build a garage.
They got 22 feet from the... the property line to the concrete for the port.
But what about from Mark Cotto's property to my property, to building my garage?
So what's the setback requirement on that? So
15.
Was there questions? 15 on that? So when
is that 15?
When the time comes, she can adequately plan to put the garage
in
that. So,
concrete is expensive. I do know what it was.
Yeah, but you know a guy who knows a guy.
I do know a guy.
Okay, do you have any questions? Okay, same thing. I'll entertain a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion.
Dilas makes the motion. Second?
Second.
Whose turn is
I'll
it?
I'll vote for it.
Okay, Reed seconds it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It's approved. Okay, cool. I don't know if they'll need one. Will they need from one of these a building permit from the county? To pay the cost for us.
But there was, is there not one here?
It's 25. Yeah, there's 25. I think it's $25. Okay. Yeah, we'll be all right. Other than that, I misunderstood you. I thought you were talking. Okay. All right. Follow up on Ellie Hall and the setbacks.
You can keep them. I got copies.
Okay.
Thanks, folks.
Yeah, you got it with me. I'm not leaving it here for James to call me on. Because he would. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks.
So, I talked to Lee today, and on our special meeting approval of Ellie Hall out there, on the setbacks, there's one issue, possibly, right?
Do what?
On Ellie Hall's property. The special meeting that we took it through and approved it, you said there's one issue that we might want to address.
Well, one issue that did not get addressed in the original meeting was that her property is in a flood zone out there. And in order to issue a building permit, we've got to find out if it needs...
If there's mitigation
that
has to take place.
Mitigation required from the state. So...
Here's her setback deal.
Yeah, there's your setbacks, but.
Oh, that's your, okay. I don't know anything about the setback issue. No. But the, what is the setback from her home from the front?
100 feet.
100 feet?
She's got 100 feet of,
Is that pretty much even with Larson's?
Pretty close, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
I suspect it will probably be, we could probably talk to Dave and see what his, he could talk to who to contact. To do the mitigation.
I talked to him today.
Did you?
Yeah, I pulled up the flood map, the FEMA flood map for that property, and looked at it, and it showed that the flood zone went through the southeast corner of the property. Not a lot. And it looked like with their setback of their house, especially if it's 100 feet, that wouldn't interfere or be in any area where the building would be.
Good.
So I called the FEMA floodplain manager. She's the one that's, her name's Tracy Harrison. She's the one that gives us the final info on whether or not they need mitigation for those properties. So she pulled up the same thing, we reviewed it. She said, well, if the house is set back even with Larson's, there won't be any problem. They won't need flood insurance, and they won't need any mitigation.
Good.
So we just need to make that part of the minutes that we did check that, and that
to she approved amend it. That then on.
Yeah, she approved it. Tracy Harrison, that's her name.
Thanks for doing that, Lee.
Yeah, that's really the only place.
So then, if that's the case, then our business was the approval. On the special meeting.
Yeah, we just needed to make a part of the minutes.
Right. Thank you.
That we checked it and got the approval for it. So.
On that stuff. And mitigation means, like in the case of Dave Larson's, it had to be raised so high off.
Yeah, they have to get an elevation.
An elevation, yeah.
Built above the floodplain.
Above the floodplain and stuff. So, yeah, okay.
It's not required on this one, even though it's on our property.
So, and if that's the case, then we should be.
Now, there's two set in the future. That floodplain.
Two others.
Goes across the street and affects several other properties. So when they build over there, you'll need to check with her again.
Yeah.
There'll be mitigation on the other ones.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It goes right through that property.
Right. Yeah. And it goes down through.
Anyway.
And that's just it. They still can issue building permits, but there are just requirements to mitigate potential floods.
Well,
so to protect people from themselves, or basically, and their property. Case of something like that.
We're in a basement.
Yeah, probably no basement, yeah.
Yeah, we're not allowed to issue a building permit in a flood zone.
Right. Okay. But they can build.
So we have to verify it with the flood manager to make sure it's not in the flood zone.
Okay.
Okay, so it's just the one area in town where that applies. And it also applies to hazardous places where there's slide or, you know.
So the whole town?
Whatever.
So the whole town, since we're sitting on the juncture of two major earthquake faults.
Anyway,
scare me.
Also wanted to tell these guys that I resigned from the meeting secretary, and Doug here is going to do that. And if you guys need any advice or anything, you can't find in there, let me know.
Well, I think we should.
We'll keep your number handy.
We should give Lee.
You just come each time and
we should give Lee a
reference.
I only want to come to these meetings when you have refreshments.
That's the short ones. This one's too long. So we should give Lee a vote of thanks and for all the work that he's done for 30 something years on this. And so I appreciate it.
Oh, it's not 30, it's like 29.
It's a long time.
You can round up to 30, it's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, I had this cancer.
Seems like 60.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm not getting any younger, so why am I doing this?
Well, I appreciate all you've done, though. I know I can vouch for this, that whenever former Mayor Byron Davis and I went down to, a couple years ago, down to Ridgefield, when the new legislation came through on subdivisions and stuff like that, and we had the town plan already laid out, and we were the only town that was ready to go to fit that. And in fact, some people wanted to use a template. Our stuff is a template.
Yeah, the planners did use ours.
Yeah, so because most of the small towns comparable to our size, like we were 30-something years ago, had nothing. We didn't have anything. So.
Well, we've been there before, haven't we?
Yes. Now I'm on the other side of it. So appreciate all you've done, Lee. Appreciate all you've done. Okay.
I'm right behind you.
Okay.
I'm waiting for somebody to take my place.
Yeah, I've got one of these resignation letters with you just fill in the
form letter.
Let me know what you're
doing. All we'll require is your tape measure for.
I can help, you know.
All right.
I don't mind helping once in a while.
No, it's hard to get
it's
around.
It's time to let somebody else do it.
I appreciate it. All you guys do. Okay, is there any other business? If not, we'll adjourn. Need a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a
motion. One second.
I'll second.
We're adjourned.
7:30.
And second.
He's second.
D second. 7:30, we were on my definition of a useful meeting, because a half hour, anything longer than a half an hour doesn't have food. Not a useful meeting.
That's from his school days.
Yep.
Don't lose that pen.
I'm
yes, you did. Why, actually, you